There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
The military has seized control in Zimbabwe. They say President Robert Mugabe, who's been in power since, 1980, is safe. It does look that way on the surface, but is this a coup? First of all, Dan.
Well, the army is saying no. You see, if it looks like a coup, if it smells like a coup, then it probably is a coup. I mean, at the moment, there are armored vehicles on the streets of Harare. We have heard explosions overnight, and the latest reports we're getting are that there have been gun battles around ministers' houses. Politicians, high-profile politicians, it has to be said, arrested. We know, of course, they've seized the national broadcaster, and they're using it to make their announcements, and they've sealed the parliament. But key and most important of all, they have confined Mugabe himself. Now, the military are saying this is just a temporary intervention. They are doing this to stop a purge of politicians who are friendly to the military. They say they will respect law and order, the judiciary, other MPs. They even at one point encouraged people to go out on the streets of Harare and continue their business. But I think everybody now, particularly Zimbabweans, are waiting to see if they are true to their word.
And would you say this can only spell the end for Robert Mugabe, or is there a way out for him?
Well, President Mugabe once said that only God could remove him from office. He has been in power 37 years, and I think numerous journalists, myself included, have thought he would be kicked out many times before. He is now 93 years old, but it has to be said, this does look like it. He is confined to his house. The army say he is safe and secure, but it seems like he has lost power. Not just that, but the army are talking about transition talks now, and it seems the South African government may be involved in that. So it does look like he has lost favour, and more importantly, he has lost power and a means to power.
Dan, how did Zimbabwe end up here? What has been the path to this point?
It is, to be honest, an incredibly depressing journey. You have to remember that Mugabe was a hero at one point to many people. He delivered independence to his country, and at one point he was preaching forgiveness, reconciliation. But then people began to see another side to Mugabe. There was the infamous attacks in Matabeleland where thousands, if not tens of thousands of people were killed, accusations of gang rape, and people saw a different side to Mugabe. And over the years, there have been accusations that all he is interested in, all he was interested in, was clinging to power. All of this, what his country's economy has simply nosedived. He infamously kicked out farmers, which hurt agricultural productivity. The country saw percentage inflation in the millions, so that notes were completely worthless. I traveled over the Zimbabwean border last year, and you could pick up a note worth billions in the local currency, completely worthless. Then people couldn't access food. The army then wasn't paid. And this just built and built in terms of frustration. And it seems recently, in the last 5 years, people have just had enough. We've seen more protests on the streets with the famous This Flag movement and more complaints by the army. And of course, all of this never had to happen. Zimbabwe was once considered the breadbasket of Africa. The founding father of where I am at the moment in Tanzania, Julius Nyerere, once traveled to see President Mugabe and told him, "You have the jewel of Africa, do not tarnish it." It seems that is exactly what Robert Mugabe did.
And Dan, it seems at one point Grace Mugabe would be the natural successor to her husband, but we hear now the former vice president is back in the country. What do you think will happen from here?
Yes, well, as I say, it looks like transition talks may get underway soon. Mnangagwa does seem to be back in the country. He is now the favourite to take over from President Mugabe. Key is that it appears that he has South Africa on side. They have been issuing statements, and they didn't come out and condemn this coup. So that seems that they are generally supportive of Mnangagwa. We know that he was in South Africa before he returned to Zimbabwe. And now there are these transition talks. So Mugabe's days certainly look numbered. And of course, also, there hasn't really been a rise of support or people out on the streets for Grace Mugabe. So it seems like her supporters are deserting her. It's unclear what will happen to her. But in terms of the longer-term future, we have to make clear that Mnangagwa himself was once Mugabe's right-hand man, a vice president. He was also accused in those attacks I spoke about on Matabele land, and he is known as the crocodile in Zimbabwe. So yes, today will be a day of reckoning, a day of history for Zimbabwe, but it is still unclear whether there are brighter days ahead.
A final quick question, Dan. There are reports surfacing in the last few minutes that Robert Mugabe is not safe at home. He is effectively under house arrest. The language has begun to change. What could you tell us about that?
Yeah, that has been the great fear, I think, of Zimbabweans. Certainly in the first few hours of this morning, we saw the military starting to say, listen, if people kick back against us, we will be using an appropriate response, which seemed like an understatement. There were reports also on Twitter that they were going about and targeting people who weren't necessarily connected to the types of politicians they said they were trying to protect. So there are these fears circulating that the military is saying one thing and doing another. The problem is at the moment, a lot of it is coming from social media. We're getting a few official reports from governments and government ministers, but it is exactly unclear what the military are intending to do.
Dan Ashby is our Africa correspondent. Dan, really appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's have a chat to Michelle Loxton. We've got a minute before the news, Michelle. You are from Zimbabwe. You're waking up this morning to news that must have taken you aback.
Yes, yeah, so I'm South African born, but I grew up in Zimbabwe. Yeah, and this is probably one of the biggest stories of my entire life. Robert Mugabe was in power before I was even born. And we left Zimbabwe. My family are generations and generations of Zimbabweans. And we left because of what happened there when the land invasion started. So this story today, as Dan said, we have to wait and see what happened. But it's just, I don't even know how to put it into words that we could see change. Because he mentioned that it is the jewel of Africa. It is. It's the most beautiful place on earth. And the people are beautiful. And I have so much hope if things can change there. But we just need to wait and see.
It's almost like people have been waiting so long to see change. It seemed like it would never happen. And now there's a potential chance change will come.
I don't know if we've ever seen something like this where the military have come in and he's been removed. It's. I think a lot of us just thought we wouldn't see it happen. Mm. He would die in power, and he's so old and he's been there so long. You could have sort of thought he's going to outlive us all. But we will watch, and I know there's Zimbabweans, there's Africans, who will all watch this to see, because I think this is a historic day, what is happening today in Africa.
There's no doubt. It is momentous. Robert Mugabe, under house arrest, some reports are saying, but safe with his family, but detained effectively at home by the army in other reports. It really does look the same way, whether it is termed a coup or not. That's a news story. Dan Ashby talking to in Africa just a moment ago.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.